Sales peaks and valleys. The most successful salespeople I know are the ones that have a steady line of referrals and a steady line of new business coming into their pipeline. So they have peaks, but they're primarily plateaus, and they continue to do the correct activities to feed the funnel to produce higher levels of sales along the way. I have a prize student of mine, Jack. He sells residential real estate, and he's diligently followed the program. He's listened to me and followed what I've written down as a format to the letter, to a point where I took him out last Wednesday. I had a follow-up to a company that I knew was looking for retail space, so we met at the retail plaza where this company was located. And when we finished having a conversation, my follow-up conversation with the owner of that business, we were standing in the parking lot. I asked Jack, okay, what do you want to do next? And he told me he wanted to drive distance to another retail plaza to make his calls, because he had structured his territory to hit retail and office parks on a predictable basis, you know, for him. And I looked him in the eye and said, Jack, we have 45 minutes. Why don't we just start knocking on doors here to be efficient with our time? So he agreed. Well, the first door we walked into, the owner of the company, Jack introduced himself as a realtor with a listing in the area, and also someone who could help him find property. And the owner said, well, he's getting ready to sell his house, and he also needs somebody to find his house. So Jack was able to be in front of a buyer, or a seller and a buyer on the same call. That was our first call. So when we got outside, Jack said, that's just unbelievable. That's just a coincidence. I said, no, it's not a coincidence. It's activity. You've set yourself up to be in a place where you have the possibility to walk into a door where someone can provide you timing. And hunting for deals in the territory is like finding a needle in a haystack. You don't know where they're going to show up, but they always do. And you still have to do the repetitions to find them. So on this given day, Jack was with me, and with his scheduled routine, we were in front of an opportunity that put him in a place to do two deals on one call. To me, that's efficient. Think about what your prospecting activities are and how efficient they are for you, and try to modify them so you can be like Jack, not relying on coincidence, relying on activity.